At the Cattle Industry Convention in Tampa, we're visiting with Dustin Van Loo, Executive Director of the Public Lands Council and also Director of Federal Lands for NCBA. Well, Dustin, announcement of a new Interior Secretary today, and I'm sure this is something that is of great interest to you. So tell us what you know at this point.
Yes, sir. Well, we appreciate the opportunity to talk about the announcement this morning. Upon landing in Tampa today, I read the news about the proposed nominee by the Obama administration as well. We look forward to learning her positions through the Senate confirmation process, and you know, we're optimistic that she does have private industry background and comes from the private sector where they have to make a bottom line and really make a profit, which is something that our members attempt to do or work toward every day that they're out on the range. We do, however, have some strong reservations that are shared by some of the Western lawmakers that are out there today in the press, and that is that she has some ties to organizations which have goals that are adverse to ours as an industry, and that is that they have supported the removal of grazing and other multiple uses from the federal lands across the West, and really supported additional wilderness designations and other restrictions on those federal lands, which diminish the multiple use and our members' ability to run a business.
Yeah, I'm just reading a story that indicated that she seemed to be a popular pick among some of the so-called environmental groups out there.
Yeah, we've read the same thing, which is really a point of concern of ours. But, you know, that's why they have the Senate provide advice and consent on nominees at the secretary level. And again, we look forward to the Western members of Congress that really know how important it is to continue the multiple use management of federal lands to delve into those questions and really challenge her to answer about her positions on how she will manage the Department of Interior and what emphasis she'll put on continuing the multiple uses on federal lands, which are mandated by law for managing the lands that way.
So what is the current situation with the public lands and the relationship with the federal government there?
Well, federal lands ranchers continue to face challenges, I think, really, as our whole industry does. This administration has shown a willingness to put regulations out and policies in place which limit or diminish grazing on federal lands and other multiple uses, for that matter. So it's a challenge, but that's why NCBA and the Public Lands Council are here for cattle ranchers and sheep producers across the West to defend the industry and hold the line against interests that would rather not see us out there on federal lands.
Noticed last week a news release about the introduction of a new piece of legislation called the Judgment Fund Transparency Act. What was that? What is that all about?
Well, we're very excited about the Judgment Fund Transparency Act. It was introduced by Congressman Cory Gardner of Colorado. And really what it does is attempts to shed light on how many millions, billions, in fact, dollars are being paid out through the Judgment Fund. It's an account managed by the Treasury Department, which recoups attorneys' fees when they prevail against the federal government. It was an idea set up so that the little guy could challenge the federal government and recoup attorney's fees if the federal government had wronged them. Unfortunately, we've seen special interest wealthy groups, environmental interest groups, abuse the system to the extent that we believe billions of dollars are being paid out through the Judgment Fund. But on statute now, there's no requirement to report what courts and how much those dollar figures are and how much tax dollars are being paid out or funneled to these special interest groups. This bill would require that reporting take place. So it's a good government, open government bill that all taxpayers and all members of Congress should support.